This is Steve Woodward teeing off. A recent letter published by The Pilot dismisses the threat imposed by immigrants dwelling illegally in the U.S. In 2024, it notes, only 29 American citizens were murdered by undocumented migrants. The letter's author, Robert Hughes, breathlessly observes that those 29 victims comprise a mere 2/10,000 of some 14 million roaming illegals. Apparently, Americans must tolerate random murders as collateral damage, or we're xenophobic. Will Mr. Hughes argue that random Americans must be killed by drunk drivers every year to keep the beer and spirits industries profitable? His is a brazenly callous narrative. Crime data tell a more ominous story. In the past 2 years and through February, alien migrants were convicted in 1,999 cases of assault, battery, and domestic violence, 1,242 cases of burglary, robbery, and theft, and 5,146 cases of DUI. A few days ago, kids ages 9 and 12 died while riding bikes in South Carolina. An illegal immigrant driving drunk struck them. When arrested, he was too intoxicated to stand. But we only lost 2 kids, so why mourn? Right, Mr. Hughes? I'm Steve Woodward, teed off again.